Tim Shepard and company were already waiting when we arrived at the vacant lot, along with a gang from Brumley, one of the suburbs. Tim was a lean, cat-like 18-year-old who looked like the model J.D. you see in movies and magazines. He had the right curly black hair, smoldering dark eyes, and a long scar from temple to chin where a tramp had belted him with a broken pop bottle. He had a tough, hard look to him, and his nose had been broken twice. Like Dally's, his smile was grim and bitter. He was one of those who enjoy being a hood. The rest of his bunch were the same way. The boys from Brumley, too. Young hoods who would grow up to be old hoods. I'd never thought about it before, but they'd just get worse as they got older, not better. I looked at Derry. He wasn't going to be any hood when he got old. He was going to get somewhere. Living the way we do would only make him more determined to get somewhere. That's why he's better than the rest of us, I thought. He's going somewhere, and I was going to be like him. I wasn't going to live in a lousy neighborhood all my life. Tim had the tense, hungry look of an alley cat. That's what he always reminded me of, an alley cat. And he was constantly restless. His boys ranged from 15 to 19, hard-looking characters who were used to the strict discipline Tim gave out. That was the difference between his gang and ours. They had a leader and were organized. We were just buddies who stuck together. Each man was his own leader. Maybe that's why we could whip them. Tim and the leader of the Brumley outfit moved forward to shake hands with each of us, proving that our gangs were on the same side in this fight, although most of the guys in those two outfits weren't exactly what I'd like to call my friends. When Tim got to me, he studied me, maybe remembering how his kid brother and I had played chicken.
"You and the quiet black-headed kid were the ones who killed that Soch?"
"Yeah," I said, pretending to be proud of it. Then I thought of Cherry and Randy and got a sick feeling in my stomach. "Good going, kid. Curly always said you were a good kid. Curly's in the reformatory for the next 6 months." Tim grinned ruefully, probably thinking of his roughneck, hard-headed brother.
"He got caught breaking into a liquor store, the little..."
He went on to call Curly every unprintable name under the sun. In Tim's way of thinking, terms of affection. I surveyed the scene with pride. I was the youngest one there. Even Curly, if he had been there, had turned 15, so he was older than me. I could tell Derry realized this too, and although he was proud, I also knew he was worried. "Shoot," I thought, "I'll fight so good this time, he won't ever worry about me again. I'll show him that someone besides Soda Pop can use his head." One of the Brumley guys waved me over. We mostly stuck with our own outfits, so I was a little leery of going over to him, but I shrugged. He asked to borrow a weed, then lit up.
"That big guy with y'all, you know him pretty well?"
"I ought to. He's my brother," I said. I couldn't honestly say yes. I knew Derry as well as he knew me, and that isn't saying a whole lot.
"No kidding. I got a feeling he's going to be asked to start the fireworks around here. He a pretty good bopper?"
He meant rumbler. Those Brumley boys have weird vocabularies. I doubt if half of them can read a newspaper or spell much more than their names, and it comes out in their speech. I mean, you take a guy that calls a rumble bop action, and you can tell he isn't real educated.
"Yep," I said, "but why him?"
He shrugged.
"Why anybody else?"
I looked our outfits over. Most greasers don't have real tough builds or anything. They're mostly lean and kind of panther-looking in a slouchy way. This is partly because they don't eat much, and partly because they're slouchy. Derry looked like he could whip anyone there. I think most of the guys were nervous because of the no-weapons rule. I didn't know about the Brumley boys, but I knew Shepherd's gang were used to fighting with anything they could get their hands on. Bicycle chains, blades, pop bottles, pieces of pipe, pool sticks, or sometimes even heaters. I mean, guns. I have a kind of lousy vocabulary, too, even if I am educated. Our gang never went in for weapons. We're just not that rough. The only weapons we ever used were knives, and shoot, we carried them mostly just for looks. Like Two-Bit with his black-handled switch. None of us had ever really hurt anybody, or wanted to. Just Johnny. And he hadn't wanted to.